Chapter 32. Aboard the Galad Pelion, Meridian Sector.
Nothing is ever easy,
said Jagged Fell. He sat in his office aboard the Pelion, dully watching the latest on the Hollow News.
Not even something that should be as uncomplicated as tracking down an escaped convict and returning her to Coruscant for a proper trial.
Tahiri gave a slight chuckle.
Dala is no mere escapee, sprung from jail and now on the run. She's not even just a popular political figure rallying supporters. She's an admiral, with a fleet that is as scattered and secret as it is powerful. The squib certainly gave us an important break. At least we're looking in the right spot. But even so, we've only begun to scratch the surface.
Jag gave her a dirty look.
I don't recall you being quite so negative, he said.
She shrugged.
Being sentenced to death and surviving only by escaping tends to make one less than confident in the rightness of the universe.
I can see that, he sighed. You're right, of course. Dala does have her detractors, certainly. But there are others who approve of her methods, some of my own moffs among them. There are still more who would simply take whatever side their government did, and that would lead to civil war between her proponents and those who supported the Galactic Alliance.
He looked up at her.
And as shaky as the Alliance is now, that's a war I'm not sure it could win.
Tahiri perched on his desk, arms folded, regarding him.
What's the latest from Ashik?
He contacted various intelligence sources and spoke with beings in positions of power in the Meridian Sector. The news isn't good. They have long memories there, and most of those memories of Dala are fond ones.
His gaze drifted back to the holoscreen. They had been kept completely up to date with the nigh unbelievable mess that was unfolding on Coruscant. The election of a being who had no business running the GA, one Padnalovan. The Senate subcommittee that had sprung up seemingly overnight and had arrested his future mother-in-law on utterly ludicrous charges, up to and including spice smuggling. And he had been kept informed of all of this by BAMR News, which seemed to be completely in the pocket of the new government. The only light in the entire thing was the fact that Ovan had been shrewd enough to keep Wynn Dorvan on. But managing to keep sanity in a world clearly gone mad was a lot to ask of a single bureaucrat. Even Wynn Dorvan. He shook his head sadly at the well-groomed anger.
Look at this,
he said with a mixture of horror and disgust.
My future mother-in-law a spice smuggler? Padnal Ovan running the GA?
This is worse than when the Jedi had their little keepers tagging along after them,
Tahiri said.
No, said Jag, reaching a decision. The Galactic Alliance is in no position to go head-to-head with Dala. It can't even wipe its own face after dinner without the Senate say-so. There's no way that...